beg and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field. How they grow, they neither toil nor spin, and yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
If my desires are not sanctified,
I'll be easily tempted. But if my desires are godly and sanctified, then even if there is temptation around me, I will be strong. Let me give you an example from the Bible. Joseph the righteous, he was a young man, a youth, and he was in a strange country, a strange land, and was working as a slave or a servant in the house of Potiphar. And his master's wife was enticing him and tempting him to sin with her. But Joseph refused, and he was strong, and he didn't yield to her seduction, and he was not tempted. And if you think about it, Joseph had every reason to justify himself or to justify his weakness, because he is a young man, he is away from his country, from his family, away from every support in his life. Also, maybe he was disappointed, or he has a reason to be disappointed with God, because although he went to his brother to help them and to give them food, but the brother sold him as a slave, and God did not protect him, God did not defend him, he can say so. And now, who's inviting him? His master's wife. And I'm sure, as a servant or as a maid working at his house, he will be, he should feel good about himself that his master's wife is inviting him or seducing him. And also, if he said no to her, this may put him in trouble. And actually, that's what happened. He was thrown into a prison. So if you want to justify his sin, there are many, many reasons to justify why the pressure was too much on him, and he has no option except to yield to her seduction and to her temptation. But in spite of all these reasons, we see Joseph the righteous said very strongly, how can I commit this great wickedness and sin against God? And if you think about it, why Joseph was so strong in resisting this temptation? It's because his desire from inside was holy. His desire was sanctified. If Joseph from within, his desire was not sanctified and was not holy, he would be very, very easily tempted by her seduction. And he accepted to be thrown into prison. And he accepted that his reputation be ruined, because she said exactly the opposite. She said that this servant started to tempt her and to seduce her, and when she cried, he fled from the house and escaped. So she ruined his temptation, and definitely everybody believed her and did not believe him. But he accepted that his temptation, his reputation to be ruined. He accepted that he will be in prison. Why all of this? Because to be faithful to God, because his desire from within was holy and godly. That's why the starting point in the way of righteousness or in the way of sin is your desire. If your desires from within are holy and sanctified,
you will be able to resist any temptation. But if your desires from within are not godly and not sanctified, you will be easily tempted. That's why when the youth speak about peer pressure, actually they feel pressure because from within their desires are ungodly. But if their desires from within are godly and sanctified and holy, they will not feel pressure from outside. That's why we saw Noah. Although the whole world around him was living in sin, but Noah was able to live righteous before God and before men. Why? Because his desires from within was holy and sanctified. And that is what the Bible of today is speaking about. How to sanctify your desires from within. Because if your desires from within are not sanctified, you will be easily tempted. The Lord told us, the lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, the whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If the physical eye is the lamp of the body, because if my eye is good, I can see the light. But if my eye is bad, I will live in darkness even if I'm surrounded with light. What is the eye of the Spirit? The eye of the Spirit is the heart. That's why the Lord said in the Beatitudes, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So when my heart is pure, when my heart is good, I will be able to see God. But if my heart is bad, then I cannot see God. If the desires of the heart is good, I will be able to see God. If the desires of the heart is bad, then I will not be able to see God. So, while we are starting the great fact, the church is emphasizing to us the importance of sanctifying the desires of your heart. The importance of having pure heart in yourself. Because if you don't have pure heart, then you will not be able to see God. What are the things that defile the purity of the heart? There are many things can defile the purity of the heart. For example, the anxiety, the worry, to be preoccupied with the things of this world. That's why the Bible of today, the Gospel of today, tells us, do not worry about what you drink, what you eat, what you wear. Your Heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. And as He takes care of the birds of the air, as He takes care of the lilies of the field, definitely He will take care of you. Don't be anxious and don't worry about what you will eat, what you will drink, what you will wear. Your Heavenly Father knows that you need these things. So seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Make this your goal. Make this your focus. Don't be distracted by the materialistic things of the world. The more you focus on God, the more your desires will be holy and sanctified, and you will be able to see God in your life and to attain the purity of your life. Especially during the fast, the great fast is like a journey, returning to the bosom of the Father. We are returning from our far land, our far country, the land of sin, the land of slavery, and we are returning back to the bosom of the Father. But while we are starting our journey and we are trying to fly into the heavenly places to be with God, Satan will try to draw us back to the earth again. And how he will pull us back to the earth again through this anxiety and worry. What you are going to eat, what you are going to drink, what you are going to wear. So we need to cut from our life all these ropes, all these threads that pull us down back. It's like a bird wants to fly, but if he is tied with ropes and threads into the ground, these ropes will pull him back, you know, to the earth. That's why we are in the first week of the fasting. The church instructs us to cut these ties, to cut these bonds that try to pull us back to the ground, so that we can fly into the heavenly places and be with God all the time. So the anxiety and the worry can defile my heart and can defile my desires. And if my desires are defiled, I won't be able to see God. Another thing that can defile my heart is the sin. When I live in sin, and if I want to purify my heart, I have to repent and I have to cast out the sin from my heart. But if there are some sins that I love and I enjoy, and this sin pleases me, how can I fight these sins back? I can fight these sins if I sanctify my desires. And how can I sanctify my desires? The Lord said to the disciples, "You are pure because of the word that I have spoken to you." So the word of God purify me. The word of God sanctify my heart. We read in the Gospel of John, chapter 17 and verse 17. Sanctify them in your truth. Your word is the truth. So sanctify them in your truth. Your word is truth. So we can conclude that sanctify them in your word. Because if the truth sanctifies me and the word of God is the truth, then the word of God can sanctify me. The more I read the Holy Gospel, and the more I read the Holy Scripture, the Holy Bible, and memorize the word of God in my heart, and keep the word of God in my heart, and live by the word of God, then I will be holy and pure. David the prophet said, "I hid your word in my heart, lest I sin against you." When I hide the word of God in my heart and keep it in my heart, this will purify my heart and sanctify my life. Another thing that helped me to sanctify my heart and keep my heart, which is the eye of the Spirit, pure, is to protect my senses. Because the senses are the entries to my heart. How a thought enters into my heart? It enters through my senses, through my eyes, through my ears. So if I train myself to protect my senses and allow only what is holy, what is holy and what is godly to enter, I will keep the purity of my heart. If you want to go to the street, just you step in and walk in the street. But if you want to go to the palace of the president or to the White House, you cannot just go and walk in. You will have first to go through very tight security system. Why? To make sure that you are safe. And if you are safe, they will allow you in. But if you are not safe, they will not allow you in. But just to walk in the street, you don't go through a security system. If you want to throw something in the trash, you will not go through a security system. You just throw it in the trash. So, how we deal with our heart? Do we consider our heart is very precious like for example the White House, or my heart is not precious and actually is like a trash can, anybody can throw his trash in my heart. When I allow a bad song enter into my ear, when I allow a bad picture enter into my eye, when I allow my friends to tell me bad jokes and this enter through my senses into my heart, actually I am treating my heart like a trash can. I am allowing everybody to throw trash in my heart. And definitely this will defile my heart. But if I understand that my heart is more precious than the White House, because the White House is the residence of the president, but my heart is the residence of whom? Of God. You are the temple of God and the Holy Spirit abides in you. So actually my heart is more precious than the White House. It is the dwelling place of God. So I need to put a very tight security system. And I allow only what is holy, what's holy and what's godly to enter into my heart. Anything else that's not holy and not godly, I should cast away. I should not allow them to enter into my heart. We read in the book of Psalms, the Lord is saying about the human soul, the bride of Christ. My sister, the bride, my spouse, is like a sealed spring, a closed garden. Why? If I have a very precious garden, I have to close it. If I leave it open, you know, all the animals and all the beasts will enter and will destroy this garden. If I have a spring of water and if I leave it open, then, you know, it will be polluted very easily and contaminated. That's why I have to cover it, I have to seal it, so that I will keep it pure. So, the bride of Christ, your heart should be like a sealed spring, will be like a closed garden. So we need to protect our senses. And when we protect our senses, this will keep the purity of the heart. So, the lamp of your spirit is your heart. And you need to keep the purity of your heart by protecting your heart from getting distracted with what we eat, what we drink, and what we wear. Also, you need to protect your heart from temptation of sin by memorizing the Word of God, keeping the Word of God in your heart. This will purify you, as the Lord said to the disciples, you are pure because of the words that I have spoken to you. That's why we insist that you need to attend the reading, the gospel and the reading, if you want to take communion. Why? Because the reading will purify you, then you will be ready to take communion. And the third point, you need to close and to guard the senses, which are the entries into your heart, to put a very tight security system on them, so that nobody can throw anything into your heart and defile the purity of your heart. In this way, your heart will be purified, your desires will be godly, and when your desires are godly, then you will not be easily tempted. Even if Satan tries to tempt you, but you can resist this temptation easily, and you can say with Joseph the righteous, how can I commit this great wickedness and sin against the God? May the Lord help all of us to protect our hearts from being defiled, to keep the purity of our heart, so that we'll be able to see God. Glory be to God forever and ever.